Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, from the Venice production, Prison specifically, for our usual coverage of Before the Start with Pascal Dio, the director. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea.
The Venice production, Bridge, is made by many parts. Let's talk for each part. The first part we want to talk about is the Venice gay financing market, which has a different kind of attention this year since compared to last year, is it?
Yes. What we decided, in fact, for the fifth edition of the Venice Gap Financing Market, it's to really finally to emphasize on what we are developing now for 3 years, which is the virtual reality in all the different aspects of the festival and the market. And because in the past, we were selecting just 5 TV series and 5 web series, we figured out that it was not enough to attract real key professional coming from broadcasters, distributors, financiers, and so on, just for TV. And especially also that you have more and more specific TV markets and TV festivals which are developing all over the world. So what we decided is to replace those 10 projects by 10 VR projects, which means that if we add the 6 Biennale College Cinema VR projects that we are always welcoming every year, we have 21 VR projects and 25 feature film, fiction and documentaries.
Which is a good thing. And how? What do you think is the next step for VR? Because it started some years ago. Well, it looked like something more for, not much for cinema, but more for video games. But now it has developed in a completely different way, and it's keep on developing every year.
Yes, of course, because the VR is finally touching so many different kind of domains. You have training, medical, architecture. You have a lot of different capacities that you can be developing with VR. And as far as I would say the cinema or audiovisual, I would say VR is concerned, we have handled a first cycle, technologically speaking.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
And so we are starting a new one. And that is what is interesting with this technology, that we have not reach the limit of it. So what is interesting now is that we have project and we will have film in competition which are now working with this new technology, which is, if I you want to develop, to make it short, before with the VR, with your gear, you had a kind of bubble around you.
Yeah.
So when you were turning, the bubble was turning with you. So if you had an object in front of you, if you were advancing, automatically the object was going larger than what it was. Now with the new technology, when you are advancing, the object doesn't move. So you are getting closer, and you are inside it. And then you can have avatars, I would say, that are together with you within the bubble, if I can say, within the thing. So this is, you have a lot of different new application and new technology.
And there's always this kind of interaction between you and what you're looking for,
and more and more, more and more, because now you can even feel if someone is touching you, you will feel that someone is really touching you. And so on, without, because it's your brain who is making the work.
I experimented something closer to this last year here in Venice, at the VR area, and it was kind of scary, actually. Really, nothing but disturbing more than scary. But how did you select the VR projects? And this is a general question. How do you select project to be included in the Venice production bridge, whatever?
First of all, to give you, we have received this year 250 projects coming from all over the year. So, first of all, we are checking the criteria. If they are filling the criteria we are asking, which are, as you know, 70% of the financing secure for feature films and between 30 to 50 for VR projects. And then after that, it's quality. Mm-hmm. Really, it's quality. And that's why this year, we are very proud because we have received, we have now a lot of known directors. In the feature films, for instance, we have Kurosawa, we have Harand, we have a lot of known directors.
Yeah, it's not niche anymore.
It's not niche anymore. That now they have recognized, I would say, what the Venice Gap financing market is bringing to this industry. It's to be able to complete your film much more rapidly than if you couldn't. So this is what is interesting. But it's quality, to reply to that. It's really quality.
And when do you decide how many projects you want to select? Which is the top
about
number?
Now for 3 years, we have a target of 40. We take 40 projects. Yeah, perhaps we will increase a little bit the number, because as we are increasing the VR, perhaps we will increase the number because we are receiving more and more projects. But at the same time, we would like to keep it, because what we want, as you know, it's to be efficient. And because of the number of professionals who are arriving in Venice, we need to be in accordance with the people who are coming. So we don't want to have too many projects with no professional in front of them. So that's why.
Listen, another section of the Venice Production Bridge is the Final Cut in Venice, which is a program that supports films in the post-production coming from specific areas of the world.
Yes.
Which this year, which like Africa, Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon, Palestine, Syria. And on this specific project, you were able to gather around this tons of external partners that are going to give you money. How did you work on this? How easy was it? Or difficult was it? I don't know.
Easy, perhaps not the world. As soon as you are going to ask money
for money,
it's never easy. But I would say that we have 14 partners this year, including the Biennale cash prize that we are giving. It's people who are really really more and more interesting into African and Middle East cinematographies. And so they really want to be more and more involved, and that's it. It's after that, the money or the in-kind investment that they are providing us with is something which is natural for them. But first of all, it's because they like and they love
that specific kind of
cinematography. And this is why we have this year, for instance, we have a new Egyptian production company, Laguni Production. We have the Organisation Internationale de la Francophonie, which is back, and so on. We have a lot of difference.
Listen, I believe that the quality is the key thing for the selection here, but the criteria for quality for African is completely different from the other quality that can apply on other projects. So how the committee or the selection committee works on this, and are you looking for movies? Are you sent movies? Are you scouting for?
We are a little bit scouting, but I would say we are mostly receiving projects. And this year we have received a 90 working progress, which is a double of what we received the last year. Because it's true that help and support for the post-production, it gives them a real opportunity. If we take the case of Felicity, who won the Silver Bear last year in Berlin.
Yeah. That's it, I would say.
There's nothing and we had a film in Cannes this year. We have Rafiki and so on and so on. So it's
so actually my next question that you already answered was that the response of the market on this is enormous.
It's enormous, and it's becoming bigger and bigger. And I do hope that next year we will have additional partners who will join us in this for this workshop.
And you will have to select additional films maybe.
It's always a question of space also, because as you know, we are of course screening those films, so we need also the space to and the people and for the professionals, the distributor, film programmer, whoever, post-production company, to have the time also to attend. They are already attending six screenings because we are selecting six films. And this year, what is interesting is that we have half fiction and half documentaries. Mm-hmm. It's already quite a lot.
Another section of the Venice production bit that is growing is the book adaptation. Bridge, or the market, rights market. Okay. And it's getting bigger and bigger. We talked about this last year, and I remember that you made a point on the fact that the publishing company were not promoting one single title, but they were here promoting their own catalog.
That's right.
And in this way, you managed to enlarge the number of publishers coming and of countries coming, because this year we have like Belgium, France, Finland, Germany, Italy, Japan, Spain, Sweden, the Netherlands, UK, and US. And how funny it is to manage it, because I think it's pretty fun. Is it? I mean, it sounds like funny.
Yes.
Funnier.
It's different, I would say. It's different. And I like it because I love books also. I'm reading a lot. So I always like this contact with publishers. And it's true that as we are offering them a unique opportunity really to meet producers, not to really try to sell one title, but to meet them so that they can after that. And that's why they are coming back every year. It will be the third edition this year. That because they are making deals throughout the year on this, as soon as they have new things and so on. And we are happy because we have a new big Italian, like Frettinelli, like Gruppo Mauro, who are coming this year.
There is like an Italian focus, let's say.
Yes, more or less. We could call it like that indeed, but we have also that we didn't have last year, Scandinavian publishers coming. And what I like is that it's a diversity. Because, for instance, one of the Scandinavian publisher is more focusing on children literature and so on. As we have in a small publisher from France specializing himself in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. So what is interesting is also to have a variety between the big publishing houses like Kadokawa, Gallimard, Gruppo Mauro, and so on and so on, and the smaller boutique who are also specialized and interesting for them.
Yeah, also because, I mean, the situation of the Venice Production Bridge market is like a niche boutique, family-run thing, you know. So the closer you can get with the people, the better it is. So you create contacts and connections, and then contracts probably too. But
it's a motto of the Venice Production Bridge from the beginning. Mm. It's networking. It's really target, and that's it. This is really what I like. And this is what I think all the people who are coming, and we know that we have already more professional now than we had last year, who have confirmed they are coming, that they come because it's a relaxed, efficient, and interesting market.
One last question is about the Biennale College. We talked about the Biennale College VR, but there is like the original Biennale College, which is like regular.
Still going on.
Still going on. How many movies this year?
Three. As usual. Huh?
Only 1 year there were four. Like three.
Yes, it was something a special one. Yeah. Three, which are, of course, screened together with
the regular
festival selection and so on. So, no, it's getting well. And the results also of all the Biennale College movies are really amazing because some of them are performing.
Well, I stayed in touch with the director of Marty over last year.
Yes.
And he just wrote that it has been sold to US, to UK, to it's like a huge. Yeah. Much more than what it was ever expecting.
Absolutely.
Yes, this is what is interesting because at the same time they are produced with micro budget.
This is
interesting. It's not just a question of money.
No, exactly, but of quality.
Of quality.
Thank you very much. to Pascal Dio, director of the Venice Production Bridge. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.